hundreds of people are being asked to stay home and get a COVID-19 test today after a Northland woman tested positive for COVID-19. It's not known how she caught it or what the strain is, but health officials are working on the assumption it might be the more transmissible variant of the virus. The 56-year-old woman who returned to New Zealand from Europe just before the new year returned a positive result 9 days after leaving managed isolation. A number of community testing centres across Northland, where the woman lives, will be operating today. Chris Hipkins, the Minister in charge of the COVID-19 response, says the investigation and contact tracing has already begun.
The MB team who oversee our managed isolation facilities have also been swinging into action. They're currently reviewing the CCTV footage of the case's time at the Pullman Hotel and are contacting all of the returnees who stayed at the hotel and have left since the 1st of January, asking them to get a test and to isolate at home until they get a negative result. I understand there are just over 600 people in that category.
Now, in breaking news, Minister Chris Hipkins has told us two close contacts of the woman, including her husband, have tested negative. And we'll be playing that interview with Mr. Hipkins just after 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, any staff at the hotel who haven't been tested in the past few days will be given another test. 30 different locations were visited by the woman after she left managed isolation, including Whangarei, Helensville, Mangawhai and Dargaville. Director General of Health Dr. Ashley Bloomfield says there are now more strict they're more strict with people who might have been in those locations.
The thing we've started doing differently recently, and we're going to again up that further this time, is rather than just calling people who were there at the same time casual contacts, we're assuming that they are all what we might call casual plus. So everybody who was at any of these settings, regardless of whether there's evidence they may have had interaction, we're advising to isolate, ring Healthline about getting a test and get that test and wait for a negative result before they leave isolation.
Now, Mr. Hipkins says the government has brought in new measures to ensure the response is effective against a variant of the virus, which could be 70% more infectious.
We've been reviewing all of our settings as a result of the more transmissible and the new variants that we're seeing globally. And you'll see that we've already made several changes, including the introduction of day 0/1 testing for all new arrivals into the country, pre-departure testing. We're always looking at our infection prevention and control in our managed isolation facilities. And you will know that towards the end of last year, we made some changes around what type of PPE is used in those facilities. So we are always reviewing and always looking for things that we can do better.
The investigation into how the woman caught the virus in the first place is still in its early stages. The woman did visit relatives in the Netherlands before she flew home. A couple of those relatives have since tested positive. However, if she did catch it off one of them, that would mean the virus was incubating for nearly 2.5 weeks, which is well above what's expected. Now, the other possibility is that she caught it while staying at the hotel. 13 people isolating in the same hotel as her tested positive over the 2 weeks she was there. And a number of them had either the UK or the South African variant. Genomic sequencing is underway to link her infection to one of those. Meanwhile, Mr. Hipkins is urging people to play their part in the response.
Until we get a clear picture, we're asking New Zealanders to do what they have been doing all the way along in our COVID-19 response. So I want to reiterate the key public health messages. Please, if you're feeling unwell and showing symptoms, please get a test and then isolate until you get the results of that test back. Don't go to work if you are feeling unwell. Please do use the COVID Tracer app to scan everywhere that you go. Turn on Bluetooth and wash your hands.
Now, more information on the positive case and the test results from close contacts are expected later this afternoon. A list of the locations the woman visited can be seen on the Ministry of Health's website. Extra testing centres are being set up today too around the Mangawhai area.